Hey mob, Jake here. Let me yarn with you about our deadly Kimberley region and our political journey. It's a story worth knowing about how our voice has grown stronger over time. You know, the Kimberley is massive, 3 times bigger than England. But we've got a small mob here, about 40,000 people, and nearly half of us are Aboriginal. That makes our region pretty special in how we do politics. Our political story's got some ups and downs. Way back, most of our old people couldn't vote. The government made rules about who could have a say, and mob were mostly left out. But our old people, they kept fighting for their rights. Big change came in 1962, when Aboriginal people finally got the right to vote in federal elections. Some mob think it was the 1967 referendum that gave us voting rights, but the referendum did something different. It meant we could be counted in the census, and the federal government would make laws for Aboriginal people. The Kimberley's got a proud history of Aboriginal leadership. In 1980, Ernie Bridge became the first Aboriginal person in the WA Parliament, representing the Kimberley. Big moment, that one. Then 2001, Carol Martin made history as the first Aboriginal woman in any Australian Parliament. She was from here too. Our regions mostly voted Labor at the state level, but federally we've been part of the big electorates that often go to Liberal or National Party. It's like how different fishing spots give you different fish. Our voting patterns change depending on whether it's state or federal. Over the years, our mobs fought hard on issues that matter: land rights, protecting country, better services for remote communities. Remember the Nookumbah dispute in the late 70s? That was Kimberley mob standing up for our sacred sites. Or all those native title claims in the 90s and 2000s? That's how people use the political system to protect country. Main things to remember about our political journey. We've had to fight for our democratic rights. The Kimberley's given Australia some historical fights in Aboriginal leadership. Our voting power gets stronger every generation. We've used politics to protect country and culture. There's still work to do on services and representation. You know what makes me proud? Seeing how far we've come, from being locked out of voting to having our own mob in parliament, from being ignored to having a say on what happens in our country. That journey's not over, but we're getting stronger every step of the way. For all the young ones like DJ, you're the next chapter in the story. When you enroll to vote, when you speak at community meetings, when you stand for leadership roles, you're carrying on what those old fighters started. That's something deadly to be a part of.